from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The White House went on the defensive Monday, distancing President Trump from charges filed against two former campaign aides by special counsel Robert Mueller in connection with a probe into Russia's attempt to influence last year's presidential election. VOA's national correspondent Jim Malone reports.
President Trump responded to the news with a tweet proclaiming no collusion. Later, Manafort's lawyer, Kevin Downing, spoke to reporters outside the court.
There is no evidence that Mr. Manafort or the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian government.
Manafort served as Trump campaign chairman during last year's Republican convention. Manafort was fired from the campaign in August of last year. Monday's indictments are the first major steps toward criminal action taken by Mueller since he was appointed as special counsel in May to probe allegations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump says American special forces have captured a militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Trump said he authorized the operation that led to the capture of Mustafa al-Imam in Misrata on the northern coast of Libya. Israel blew up a tunnel being dug under its border with Hamas-ruled Gaza on Monday, killing 7 Palestinian militants and wounding 9. An Israeli military spokesman said the tunnel was discovered thanks to what he called groundbreaking technology. He called the tunnel a grave and unacceptable violation of Israeli sovereignty. He believes there are other tunnels under construction. This is VOA News.